Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
How you doing? And Monday morning on 98.9 The Buzz, Fiziano and Sandy. Bad cold out for a freeze warning. It's like 30 in downtown Rochester right now. And could be colder in the outlying areas. Find a little frost on your pumpkin this morning. Good morning. I'm Scott Fiziano. This is Sandy Waters. Hello. Little frost. Not to test your frosticles.
Yeah. You said frost on your pumpkins, and it thought of yesterday we went to get our pumpkins.
Yeah.
Not that I wanted to. I did not want to at all, but my older daughter was like, come on, you gotta get your pumpkin. Yeah. I'm like, it's the week of Halloween. Does it matter?
Oh, so it's too late, you mean? No.
We got the fake pumpkins out. She carved a pumpkin with her friend. I'm like, aren't we done here? No. All right, let's go to let's go get our pumpkins. And then when it comes time to carving it, I hate carving pumpkins. I don't know what it is, but I hate everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I did one stencil of a cookie cutter. And I hammered it into my pumpkin, and that's it.
And it did it work?
Oh, yeah, it works. Oh, I do that every year now. Okay. That's like the thing. If you get a cookie cutter and you just hammer it into your, like, you know, like get a rubber mallet.
Yeah.
Just pound it into the pumpkin.
Just pop it out, and there it is.
Pop it out, and there it is. A pumpkin stencil or a pumpkin cookie cutter in a pumpkin. That's it.
Oh, so the pumpkin, the cookie cutter itself was in the shape of the pumpkin.
Yes. And then I just hammered it in. So I got one little stencil or cookie cutter or cutout or whatever you want to say.
One plug came out. There it is.
And there it is. And I'm done.
Yeah.
My family's like, are you serious right now?
Yeah, you're a bah humbug when it comes to this one. You know?
I don't know why I can't get into it. But I'm just busy buddying, taking video and cleaning.
Yeah, right.
But there are people who carve, like, did you carve the Bills logo in your pumpkin because they won last night?
No, but we haven't carved pumpkins yet. We got our pumpkins, but my pumpkins are
You didn't carve it?
No. Maybe we'll go today and get a carvable one for the experience for the six-year-old.
Wait.
Like, what?
What pumpkins do you have out on the front? What do you mean carvable? Some of them aren't carvable?
Well, the two that we got... my daughter and I did a little daddy-daughter project, and she picked out, you know, Minions, you know, from the movie Despicable Me. You know, that like the steampunk eyeballs, you know, with the glasses. We printed a couple of those. So what we did is we attached them to the outside of the pumpkin so they look like they're Minions.
Well, there you go. You did it. You did your pumpkins.
But that wasn't carving. That doesn't count.
Oh, it doesn't count if you don't carve it?
No.
You just have to decorate the pumpkin.
Do you?
Are you the traditional carve guy? That's my husband. He just goes traditional jack-o'-lantern.
Pretty much every year. Yeah.
The same thing. Oh, that's you too?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I grew up with.
Is that always the dad?
Here's my phone. Wait, hold on a second.
Oh, those are cute. see, you're done. Check off your list. Move on.
You see, though, like the eyeglasses, but like the parts that are like the arms?
Yeah.
I can't get them to stick to the pumpkins. I tried double edge tape, double-sided tape. I tried hot glue. Nothing sticks. I tried pounding a little nail in, then I broke one. I had to print it again. I'm like, so they're just like sticking out sideways. I don't know. I think this is going to be for the experience. And my daughter's got a lot of sensory. She's like really extra sensitive, so she likes gooey things and things with her hands and you know, rubbery things and squishy things. So I think this will be fun for her to get in there and dig out. You know.
Did she do it last year, or will this be her first time? Because she's six, so what did she do last year? Paint a pumpkin?
She's painted a pumpkin last year. I don't think we carved last year. No, we didn't carve pumpkins last year. We painted them. And then we got the plastic ones that mommy puts out. You know. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So it has to be done for the rite of passage of, you know, carving a pumpkin. This is the year. This year, next year. These are the big years for kids remembering their, you know, traditional things like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Love it. Love it.
Was your husband bummed, or was he just used to the fact that you just don't do
He's
Halloween?
So focused. Like, I'm, like, making jokes. Like, everybody has their role at the table, and I think every family is like this, right? He's dialed in, focused, don't talk to daddy. I just got to focus on my pumpkin and you know, cut out the face of it where the tooth doesn't fall off, because that's the tricky part of
it. It's hard.
Landing,
it is
right?
hard. Yeah, it is.
My other daughter is always, like, constantly like, oop, I think I messed that up. Oop, oh, did I? Oh, and she goes weird creative.
Oh, yeah.
Leah's dialed in focus too, but hers is always like very detailed. And then I'm just like half-assing it. Just getting this day done.
Cookie cutter and a rubber mallet.
Done.
See ya. Have a nice day.
Can we clean up here? This is a mess.
I did see that you're not supposed to cut the top of the pumpkin off, you know, where the stem is. You're not supposed to. We were talking about how you don't have to, where you just cut the bottom off and scoop it all out. But apparently the stem, which was connected to the vine, which is connected to the pumpkin, is its nutrition source. So if you cut the bottom off or the back out, then the pumpkin will last longer, which means it won't rot as quick, you know, you get fruit flies or whatever like that. Mm. Just a little tip. I don't know if these are hacks, tips, public service announcements, you know, like I'm trying to figure out, everything's falling into this category now, you know, right?
Yeah.
So there's a little hack tip.
Thank yous.
Fasano and Sandy, waking you up.
Hey, on 98.9 The Buzz, Fasano and Sandy, how about them Bills?
Yeah!
Can I just say, how about my wife's fantasy football parlay? She is killing it and is looks like she's going to be number one in her group, which, you know.
Not that she cheated or anything, having her brother-in-law help her out.
Oh, that's not cheating. That's just, you know, I mean, people hire consultants.
Using
right?
your resources. Yeah. Oh, my God. If anyone hires a consultant for fantasy football, we got to
say
talk.
That's just a famous word. That's just a big word for it.
Oh, my God. That is probably your right. That's a business right there.
Yeah, I know. James Cook is putting my wife over the edge. Thank you, buddy, for all those touchdowns yesterday. It was crazy. 40-9. Bills are back. Thank you, Josh Allen's grandma, also.
All right. Speaking of businesses like that, being a consultant to fantasy football, this one business owner says, you know what? I know this is a landmark business. I know it's been around forever, since the 1900s, but I got to step away because my family. I don't see my family enough. They don't see me enough.
Aww.
Is there ever, and this is a local business, is there anyone who did take a step back? Career growth or financially to be with family more. Let's travel to Merchants Road, shall we?
Yeah.
On October 21st, the post on the Facebook page of L&M Lanes, they said that starting October 30th, owner Gary Stubings Jr. wrote that buying the two-level bowling alley 14 years ago was the realization of a childhood dream.
Oh.
But now it's gotten just too much, and he doesn't see his family. He's like, I gotta take a step back.
Oh, yeah. I can see it.
So it's going to temporarily close October 30th. I think there is a new owner that's going to come in.
Oh, that's good news, because that place is, like, famous, right? It's been there forever.
Since the 1900s. What did I see that it was, like...
Hey, I've been around since the 1900s. I've been around since the 1900s.
Wait, it's... So then you know all the transitions of this building. It says so originally constructed in the early 1900s as a Nickelodeon?
A Nickelodeon, yeah. What's a Nickelodeon?
What do you mean, like,
a cable channel? No. I think it was an entertainment venue. They called them a Nickelodeon.
I only know it of the orange logo, a TV channel. It's like 1900s as a Nickelodeon. What does that even mean? Then it was later converted into a bowling center in the 50s, and it's been a bowling center since then.
Since the 50s. I kind of thought originally Nickelodeon was like a jukebox. Because there was a movie theater with an admission fee of one nickel. Or a jukebox, originally one operated by the insertion of a nickel coin. Thus the Nickelodeon.
Oh.
That's interesting.
So it's like an entertainment center, it means.
Yeah. It says, in the U.S., it's commonly referred to an old-timey jukebox or player piano or any music machine that operates with a coin or a token as a Nickelodeon.
Oh, my God. You learn something new every day.
Was a movie theater or a cinema that cost 5 cents. So there you go. It's probably that. You know.
Had no idea.
That's so cool. Yeah. So they do have new owners. But you know what? When you... I see this a lot in, like, restaurants. Like restaurant owners, you know, they do it for 20 years. I'm just burnt out. I can't do this. I need to spend more time with my family.
Yes.
There's businesses that are 24/7. Most businesses are 24/7 if it's private, right?
And I don't know if the owner, Gary, mm-hmm. or the former owner now, mm-hmm. After the 30th, he said, you know, my family is my most important thing to me. Mm-hmm. They haven't had me around. I wonder how old he is, though. Like, mm-hmm. how long did it take for him to realize, okay, that's it? And then do you regret all those years prior working so hard? Or do you look fondly on those years? Okay, I did that season of my life. I worked really hard. Childhood dream to have that job. And now I gotta...
I'm sure he was able to make some money, obviously, during it and selling it. You're making money. But I don't know. I have regret and have always had regret on the hours that we keep because I don't get to see my kids. Never got to see him go off to school. Was never.
Yeah,
in
but you
that.
See them get home.
Yeah, it's not fulfilling. It's not the whole package, you know.
Oh, see, I think the opposite with our job. I am so forever grateful because I was able to be home when the kids got off the bus. I didn't have to worry about a daycare. I didn't have to worry about, oh my God, I got to leave work early to go to a doctor's. We are so fortunate.
I guess.
And that's a whatever. You know what? The morning, you're not missing anything because it is chaos. It's somebody call up and tell Scotty it is awful. That's the worst part, getting your kid out of bed
maybe,
and off to school.
I don't know. Maybe the weekends because I take over on the weekends. My wife sleeps in. I'm up early anyway because my body clock. So, I mean, I so look forward to when little Munchkin comes coming down the stairs and she's like, Daddy.
It's a different type of coming down the stairs on the weekend. Yeah, I am sorry, my friend.
I guess you're right. Yeah, now that you think of it.
And she's just a little mooch, so she still loves school.
Yeah.
You are not missing out on anything, I am telling you.
Right.
It's terrible. I feel for you people.
Well, best
right
of luck.
Now, there are parents begging their kids to get out of bed.
Get out of bed. Wake up.
The morning show that makes traffic slightly less miserable. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Let it go.
Oh, there it goes. Jeez. There it goes. That red balloon.
It is...
98.9 The Buzz.
That is like... At your funeral, I'm just going to play a bunch of fart sounds.
Absolutely.
I'm going to play that song and play that fart sound because you do that every time we play that song.
At my casket? When you come up to my casket and kneel on the little thing and pay your respects, it's going to activate a fart machine. And every time someone kneels down, it goes...
Listen, I am going to be the fart machine at your funeral. I'm going to all those farts that I've held in, let them fart at your funeral.
Finally. There's this thing called a pooter. It's just like a little rubber ball with a hole in it. And it's a joke. You put it in your hand and you squeeze it and it makes a fart noise. So people are throwing up videos like in Costco or like doesn't people turn around? They're like, oh, sorry, man.
I'd love stupid. To do that.
Okay, so, well, maybe that's your coping mechanism as you go through the haunted house. So my daughter, Lexi, and took a bunch of her friends. My husband drove them all to the hay rides.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they all came back and they were going to sleep over after it was Friday night. You sleep over. So when they got back from the haunted hay rides, you know, some of the girls were really scared and terrified. Others like love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And one of them was like, you should have been there. And I'm like, no, I can't be there.
You hated it.
I hated. I went through one haunted house and it was with you guys. I almost peed my pants. I'm not sure if you are able to say that.
Yes. Which haunted house was that?
I can't remember what it was. It was so long ago. And I said, I will never, ever. That was my first ever haunted house, and I will never again. I've only been in one haunted house in my life.
Not all haunted houses are built the same, though, you know. There's different things.
What does that mean?
Well, like the one that, there's one that's like theme. Every room you go into, it's a different theme. Or then there's the haunted houses that are just, you know, completely pitch black and it's jump scare actors that come in and touch.
Yes, that's the one that we went through.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's called haunted house. They all have a level of hauntingness that I don't want to partake in. So I was like, nah, yeah, I'm not doing that. You don't want to see a grown adult as scared as I would.
You could buy your own tinkle pad for $5 on the way in.
And there's like Victoria's Secret is set up on the outside of it at the other end.
It's like orange and black, like depends, like with scary cats on them. Just throw them on.
Oh my God, I should have worn. Maybe.
What about haunted house? I mean, your kids went. You wouldn't. I get it. It's like that.
Would you bring Ellie? What's the age where you can start bringing Ellie? Because you said Ellie loves that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it depends on the kid. We were over at Bauman's on Five Mile Line Road in Plank Road in Webster. And it's kind of close to us. So we go in there to get pumpkins and do the teepee and the whole thing. And they have this, one of the greenhouses, obviously, is empty. So they turn it into like a haunted house. And Ellie wanted to go. The only reason is that there were kids her age that were running in there, too. So she was like, oh, I'm going to go, too. So I went in with her. And last year, it was Stranger Things theme, you know, with the monster and the levitation.
Yeah,
and
you did take her last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because I judged you harshly for that.
Yeah. But she wanted to. So we're done. We come out the other side. Yay! And the kids run back in, and she wants to run back in with them. This is more like peer pressure kind of thing. Unknowing peer pressure.
So she did not... that didn't faze her at all?
But to say that she likes scary things is weird because, like, we've been watching Skeleton Dance, which is one of the original Disney, epic Disney cartoon, black and white, Steamboat Willie era stuff. Unbeknownst to me, the first time I'd seen, or maybe when I was a kid, every stereotypical Halloween thing is in there. You know that vision of the black cat arching its back with the hair standing up? That's where it started. And the skeletons dancing, that's where it started. And then then there's a certain like musical riff that's like, like dee 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 dee
okay.
dee dee. And I'm like, she's been watching that over and over and over again. But she won't watch K-pop Demon Hunters because she says it's scary. I'm like, well, but it's not scary. It's like the biggest thing. All the kids love it. All your friends love it. And she's like, no, it's scary. I'm like, well, you don't know if it's scary unless you watch it.
So wait, she goes into a haunted house and is fine. Yeah. She's watching that, fine. K-pop, not fine.
K-pop Demon Hunters. I'm like, well.
So wait, okay, so that Bauman's haunted house, that is like for kids, right? Yeah. It's decorated for the kids. Well, so now, when do you upgrade her to, wait, how scary is it?
Yeah,
there's not jump scares in it, is there?
There's no actor jump scares in it, no. But what age will she go?
What age?
I don't know.
Because when you and
Maybe when she's... Hold on, my headphones unplugged.
When you and I used to, you know, work at the haunted hayrides, mm-hmm. there would be families to bring their toddlers, like younger than Ellie, onto the hayrides.
Yeah.
And I'll say I kind of judged those families. But I guess my niece also went to the hayrides when she was super, or a haunted house. I don't know which one it was. Super, super young, where I was like, oh, my God, that's a little too young. Ah, she loves it.
There's no black and white when it comes to...
So are you going to take her to, like, how bad would it be? Well, the hayrides is done now. That last weekend was, this past weekend was the last weekend, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are you going to take her to...
I mean, next year we might do haunted hayrides, yeah. And there's live actors. There's the
well,
the chainsaw
seven, that's
guy.
That's fine. And... I think so. What is the age? I'm trying to think. 10. I think 10's the age. 7 might still be too young in my eyes.
It's what your kid's ready for. You know?
Yeah, but they don't know what they're ready for because they never experienced it.
But they anticipate. How do you know they see things. They're like, I want to do that. Like, I see.
They don't know what they don't know. I thought I wanted to go in that haunted house, too, with you.
Well, you were 25. It's like, what the hell's wrong? You've never been in a haunted house? It's your parents' fault. They never conditioned you for knowing. Yeah.
I don't think my parents, now that you say that, have ever, anyone listening right now who has never once stepped foot in a haunted house or a hayride, haunted hayride. Because I don't think my parents ever have experienced that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I feel bad that you guys didn't do all that stuff. I do.
I'm not.
I know you're going
to
say that because that's your typical thing you say. You're so predictable. You have so many lanes. Whenever I say something, you snap into this lane. I just really feel bad. I really do. And I'm not being condescending. I'm just saying
that. Yes, you are.
No, it's like your parents.
I feel bad for you. Your childhood sucked.
It
poor
did.
Thing.
I thought my childhood sucked. Jeez, dude.
So would you rather have
a haunted hayride? Come on.
Hold on.
What?
Now, would you rather have divorced family where your father was never there mm-hmm. or never exposed to a haunted hayride?
Divorced family.
I knew you were going to say that, you ass.
That's true.
Okay.
The Buzz.
Zeno and Sandy, it's time for James Whitaker, live from the West Coast, buddy. Hi, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm here ready to win the day.
Yeah, man.
And so is Matt. Matt showed up in the studio with us. It's all yours, Matt.
Yeah. I love it, Matt.
James, thank you so much. Definitely appreciate it. My question is, you know, I've personally been on this transformational journey for my mental health. Mm-hmm. I've spent 5 years changing my perspective, my self-esteem, that ultimately changed my life. Mm. I feel like I have a story to share. Mm. So the question I have for you is, you know, there's 1.5 million people out there with stories to share. How do I break through the noise? And my ultimate goal is to help others transform their lives as much as I can. So how do I do that in a mass way?
Yeah, cool.
Oh, it's such a great question. You actually took it in a little bit of a different direction when you said how to break through the noise. I think it's really interesting the way that you're thinking about that, because you're thinking about it from an impact, from a business perspective, which is what you need to be doing. It's the right attitude and mentality so you can sustain this race that you're on. For you, there's 3 things that I would focus on. The very first one is reps. It sounds like you're pretty clear on your story and your message, and that's really the hardest part, is who am I and what am I talking about? Like, what's the message that I want to share with the world? Mm. So you need to just get the reps in. So I would find any stage, any opportunity that you get without, you know, some places want speakers to go and pay now just for the privilege of speaking on stage. I don't think you should do that. But I think at any opportunity, local organizations, community events, Chamber of Commerce, Toastmasters, anything along that field, do what you can to get out there, add value, share your story. But it really comes down to how well you can transform the mindset of someone in the audience. If you can do that, you will naturally get more and more of these speaking engagements. The next thing I want you to focus on is people. Build your relationship of potentially influential people who can assist with connecting you with other decision makers who could be a good fit to bring you in to their organization or their association to speak. And then that also includes peers. Who are some other speakers who have had a lot of success and you can add value to each other? And then finally, along the way, is to build your portfolio. So every opportunity you get to speak as much as you can, get photos, get some video footage, as much as it kills you to do, watch that footage back and you'll pick up a few things where maybe you could have been a little bit, you know, just the way that you communicated could have been a little bit sharper. There are a few little body language things that you might be able to tweak. And if you can do those things, reps, people, and portfolio, I think you will grow and expand very quickly.
Wow. That's good stuff. You know, just to add a little bit more vision to this, he is a professor at one of our colleges, and he is in marketing. So I think he's got a knack.
Yeah. I think that we, first of all, thank you for all of that. I've been thinking about how do I make that impact, and this simply breaks it down for me and gives me really concrete steps to take the next action. So I appreciate it more than you know. Thank you.
Love it, Matt. Well, make sure you come back on and give us an update. It sounds like you've got the foundation ready to go. You've got the energy, the motivation. You've got the clarity. You are ready to. You're wound up. Let's let him go.
You just ruined it. Thanks a lot. Hey. Now you told him to come back. He's already been here twice already.
I think they're sick of me.
They may change the locks.
818-2899. If you want Matt to come and speak, let's just put it out there right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So the focus is just mental health. What would be the title of your speech?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a really good question.
That's something you got to think out a little bit, probably, right?
Yeah, I'll have to put my marketing hat on and get really snappy with the title. But it's really about changing your perspective in life so that you can change your self-esteem and your motivation, which ultimately leads to how you act, how you think, what you say, so that you can actually be your authentic self as opposed to worrying about other people's judgments and modifying your behavior based on that.
Awesome. Okay.
While wearing leather pants.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
Maybe that's your signature. Oh, James, should that be his signature thing on stage? Leather pants?
Everyone's got a look. Yeah. Eminem had the white hair. I think you should do it.
Yeah.
Break through the noise.
Yeah.
With making noise.
Yes.
Walking that stage with your leather pants.
James, you've always given great advice. We really appreciate you. And we'll check with you again next week. Thanks, man.
In the meantime, listen to James's podcast, Win the Day. You can follow his Facebook group, too. He's got a group there. If you want to come on the air with us like Matt did, you don't have to even be in studio. We can call you on the phone, 818-2899, or reach out to me, Sandy, at RochesterBuzz.com.
Thank you, James. See you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, it's coming up on 7 o'clock on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. I'm hoping Jerker Justified goes my way.
Well, of course you are. You always do.
Because,
I don't know what's your way, though. I don't know which way you believe.
I can't fathom people who think this. And I know I might be stuck in my little thing, but it's all about happiness. It's all about happiness and recognition.
Well, yeah, but some people don't want the recognition. Like, you love recognition.
Right.
Some people don't want it. Some people, it makes them feel very uncomfortable.
Huh. Interesting.
This is insane. How could you not want validation and recognition? What do you mean?
You know, I mean, the most
some people don't want it. Yeah, they feel uncomfortable by it.
Right, but the one day that you should just take it in and celebrate it is this. Anyway, we'll get into that.
Do you know that there are people who don't think the same way you do?
No, come on.
And they're not wrong. Jeez.
We'll
if you
see.
Don't think the same exact way as Scotty does, that's it.
Yep, that's
He's putting you on trial.
My way or the highway, baby.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yes, we are here on Monday morning here. This is the 27th of October. Friday is Halloween. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. I want to just put a big up to all my Jamaican friends and wishing them and their families all the best. This next couple of days is going to be horrible. The hurricane that's down in the Caribbean is literally going to take its path directly over Jamaica. I mean, it's big. The hurricane itself is larger than the island. So wow. They're expecting just horrible devastation. So if you have family and friends down there, which I have friends, I'm just wishing them all the best and stay dry. Malians. All right. So anyway, a little after 7 here, 7:08 on Spisano and Sandy. And today we're looking at freezing and then maybe up to 50 degrees for the high today. The sunshine. We're good.
What's it supposed to be like for Halloween? Do they know yet?
It's a little bit too soon, but it looks like it might be wet.
Okay, let's say
scary.
We'll wait.
It's fine. Scary and wet, yes.
So this is a crazy accident in Yates County, and crazy meaning only because it's so unique. We don't hear of this kind of accident quite often.
Yeah.
A driver was driving too close to a horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And bumped in, rear-ended. Yeah. Rear-ended the horse and buggy in Yates County.
Yeah, struck it from behind, ejecting all of its occupants. Oh.
And yeah, 25-year-old woman, 31-year-old man, and a child were ejected at the time of the crash, seriously injured. The three were airlifted to Strong Memorial Hospital for treatment. The driver, it's saying uninjured.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, the car, I mean, is a lot more reinforced than a horse and buggy, you know? That thing just totally destroyed. And sadly, the horse had to be euthanized also.
Oh, I didn't hear that part of it.
Saw that, yeah. That's scary. And, you know, when you're driving down in the Amish world area, especially over in Yates County or south in New York State, they're right on the roads. Right on the roads there, and you know they're only going 5 miles an hour. You come over a hill and they're right there. You gotta be really careful, really, really
careful. So what have you been to the Six Corners Road in Barrington?
No,
is where the crash took place.
Yeah, no.
Is that a really is that a dangerous corner right there where there's a lot of accidents, or is it just really she was just tailgating the driver,
she came over a rise because it's hilly but it's straight. I'm just looking at some pictures here. Down south and south of Nunday, down in that area, out near Maple Tree Inn, you know, that one of my favorite places to go in the spring. There's some Amish farms and families out there, and I had to go back and forth last summer. And every day that I would go down, I would see horse and buggy. And you just got to be, aware, even though they have the big, triangle on the back and stuff, and it's, you can really see it. It's just, if you come over a rise and they've just gone over the hill, and you just got to be really, really, really careful.
Those people who, and we all driving into work, there might be somebody tailgating you right now. those people who love to tailgate, to kind of apply the pressure, hurry up, move on. You can't do that with a horse and buggy. Did this driver not realize that? Like, the horse isn't going to move any faster. Feel the pressure of you tailgating.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, they had to put it into a category. And I'm just thinking, okay, so the woman was traveling in the southbound lane when her car struck the buggy from behind. Okay, so obviously, if you're tailgating, you're alongside him. I think she just didn't see him and just bashed into him.
Oh, you think she didn't? Okay.
But they have to charge her with
something.
That changes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they have to. So they have to charge her with something, and the charge was
driving too closely.
Following too closely, I think, was like the check mark you had to put in.
Well, that's not right, because now that changes the entire story in my eyes.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, because when I see charged with driving too closely, I'm thinking you're an aggressive driver and you just patience, okay? Because a horse and buggy, I've been behind it, a horse and buggy before too, like on soccer tournaments where we go and where would we go? But anyhow, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You have to have a lot of patience because it you only can move as fast as a horse. You know what I mean?
And they
walking, really running.
They do, a lot of times when they know cars are coming, they'll move over a little bit so you could kind of go around them. But,
you got to have patience. So when I saw that, I was thinking, okay, this is somebody who does not have patience and they need to learn patience. And hopefully this is their aha moment. This is their come to Jesus moment.
Mm.
But now you're saying it might be not that the case.
I took it as she just bashed into the back of them and didn't either see them or, came over a rise. It's really easy to come over a rise in these hills. And you're like, whoa, there's a buggy, slow down. I've done it like 4, 5, 6 times maybe last year.
God.
And you know what I find fascinating, though, when you see an Amish homestead farm or whatever, there is this one thing which is just absolutely hilarious. So they don't use washers and dryers, okay? So they hand wash it and then they line dry. But if you got like 12 kids, there's this one house from the house all the way to the backwoods. It's got to be a football field's length. This, what do you call it? Where you hang your clothes to dry? What do you call that?
Yeah. The clothesline.
Clothesline. But it's on pulleys. And whoever does the clothes puts them and just like sends it all the way out to the woods. And there's like 50 or 60 things hanging. I'm like, I thought it was like flags, but I mean, oh my God, that's their laundry.
That's their awesome. Underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so humiliating.
All the way out to the woods. I mean, you could see it from the road. It's just arches from the house all the way up this hill to the woods, and there's this giant line of laundry.
It
must be on a pulley where they reel it back
in. It has to be.
Yeah.
Did you ever grow up with that? Did your mom hang the laundry?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So we all grew up like that?
Yeah. We had just two poles that had been there since like forever. So, and it had three lines on it. Now, some of the modern people that we knew of had the one that was the middle
the
pole.
The rich people,
yeah. Had the middle pole with like the four sides.
Ooh.
Oh, that was bougie. That was bougie back then.
Oh, I've never seen one of those.
Yeah.
You know, mom would line dry too.
An antenna array. So, but yeah, I mean, as we live amongst Amish in all areas, even up in the Rochester area too, some out in the country. You just got to keep your eyes out for those buggies. We hope all those people are going to come out okay on it.
We all have those moments. Was it wrong or was it right? Let's find out on Spazzetto and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
On 98.9 The Buzz.
Sneaking around at 4 a.m., huh?
Yeah. So I have
trespassing on your father-in-law's property.
Pretty much. It is my father-in-law, John C. Mattier's 80th birthday today. Happy birthday, Aww. Dad. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
He's the kind of guy that doesn't like a lot of attention. He doesn't like the spotlight. So for my mother-in-law's 80th, we had this big blowout, we had a circus tent in the back. We had 80 people show up and all this crazy stuff, right? He's like, don't do anything. I don't want a party. Ba-da-ba. So went to Batavia Downs this weekend and Alex's place afterwards. Just Jill and I, Scott and Julie, my brother and sister-in-law, and mom and dad. Mm-hmm. Just the six of us. Well, on the way home, we're conspiring, I'm sorry, we, my wife and her sister.
Oh, yeah, he's pulling himself out of this.
No, well, I was driving, so I was like, you know, just focusing. And they're talking about, what are we going to do for Dad? It's going to be his birthday on Monday. And Jill's like, wait, we've got that giant light up, what do you call it? 80, the number 80, mm-hmm. which is about 4 feet tall. You know the ones you can get at like Hobby Lobby that are metal, like the, all the different
elephants?
This was made of like poster board, but it's wired with like Hollywood lights, like big bulbs in it, and it all lights up and stuff. So she's like, why don't you take it down in the basement? We don't know what to do with it. She's like, why don't you take it over and put it in their front yard before you go to work on Monday? I'm like, okay. So I put it in the car yesterday afternoon. And this morning at 4 o'clock, 4 a.m., I'm driving into their neighborhood, right?
On you.
I know. And my father-in-law is the type of guy that's got all the cameras and all the surveillance and all that kind of stuff, right? When they go to Florida, he can check on the house and all this stuff like that. So here I am pulling up, feeling like I'm going to get shot. He's got like something. But I pulled him out of my trunk and I turned them on. I replaced all six batteries, right? Two battery packs, turned them on, lit up the 80, put it at the end of their driveway facing their house and took off. And tried to do it as quickly as possible. I did it like, I even brought a little like pumpkin as a weight for each one. Like, you know, like a little, you know, about this big.
Oh, God, I hope they don't fall over. That would look dumb.
I know, right?
It's like, I'm zero.
Yeah, right. Zero, yeah. And so the theory of my wife and her sister is that when he wakes up and looks outside, he's going to see the happy 80th birthday sign in lit up in the front yard.
And he, because, now wait, did you say that you know he's not the type of person that likes the attention? Or did he say the words, did they come out of his mouth, I don't want anything
yes,
like that from him?
Both, but I didn't hear him say it. I know he's like the low-key guy. He doesn't want the okay. spotlight. But I know he said that he didn't want a party to my wife.
Okay. So, and there are some of you listening right now who you are that type of person. You are like Scott's father-in-law, where mm-hmm. you just don't want all the attention. You don't like it. You don't want it. You tell your friends and family, yet they don't listen to you.
Exactly.
So the family, the friends who refuse to listen and put a huge birthday something in your front yard.
Mm-hmm.
I say you and your wife and your sister-in-law need to go on trial. Jerk or justified.
All right. 818-2899. I'm just an accomplice.
You're not part of it.
I'm not the mastermind.
You're the one who actually physically did it.
Hey, good morning. The Buzz, Jerk or Justified.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I am actually justified on this one.
Yay.
So let me tell you the story.
Yeah,
so my mom actually just turned 55 not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
And we took her out to her favorite hibachi restaurant.
Okay.
And she said to me on the way, she said, under no uncertain terms will anybody in the restaurant know that it's my birthday. And she's definitely that person who doesn't want attention.
Mm-hmm.
She hates it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, fine, I promise. But then somebody else at the table ended up telling the waiter, and so they brought her a dessert, and they sang to her, and she looked like she was miserable. But in the car on the way home, I was like, hey, I'm so sorry, you know, it wasn't me. And then she was like, you know what, I actually enjoyed it. And I'm like, really?
Ah, see?
Oh,
yeah, and she said, you know, I haven't been sung to on my birthday in years at a restaurant. And I'm
yeah, because she tells everybody she doesn't want it.
Yeah, because that's what she says. And you know what?
Exactly.
That's my thing. And it's like, who out there does not want to be loved, right?
Right.
And it comes into all forms, and that's the one form that they really say, oh, no, but they really mean they want some kind of recognition.
My dad, to this day, when I was younger, we went to Red Lobster was the birthday dinner place.
Yeah, man.
And we had them sing to Dad.
Uh-huh.
He was so mad. Like, he still brings it up, how annoyed he was by the fact that we didn't listen to him, because he just doesn't want that attention. So,
well,
I think some people really, truly don't like it, don't like the attention.
I think
it's better to take that leap of faith, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's coming from a place of, you know, I think people really, like love you. And I think that if they want to do something for you, you know, it's coming from a place of love. So I think it's justified. That's just my opinion.
I love my father-in-law enough to drive into the neighborhood, trespass on his property, and plant that 80 sign.
Yes, I was laughing. That was so funny.
I hope it doesn't backfire. I don't know how he's going to react, but I'll just be like, sorry, I'm just a messenger. It wasn't my idea. Thanks so much. Bye.
But if he loved it, you'll be like, yeah, that was all me.
Oh, absolutely, Sandy.
You'll
you're right.
Only take the cred if he loves
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I'll say it's my idea.
Have a great morning.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Whoa. Hi, Buzz. Good morning. Is this jerk or justified to kind of ignore those wishes?
So I would say because you were listening to the directive of your wife, you are justified. You'd be a jerk if you didn't listen to her.
Okay, but his wife then.
His wife then. Yeah, well, then she would be the jerk.
Oh, so she is a jerk. Wait, you might have to turn down your radio.
It's
because
not the radio. It's the volume of her speaker.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's the volume of her phone, yeah. But yeah, okay, gotcha. Justified. I'll just take it.
Well,
Thank you.
She said jerk then. Yes. Her wife is a jerk.
No, this is on me today.
It's the person who, it doesn't matter if it's you or your wife, it's the person who doesn't listen to the request.
You're justified. Everybody else can be a jerk.
Okay.
Okay, jerk. Okay.
Thank you. I love that. I just texted Jill. I said, hey, good morning. I said, I delivered the sign this morning. Hear anything yet? She's like, oh, my God, no. And then she did like the emoji.
Like she's nervous, see?
I'm like, you better reach out with a birthday text. She goes, I just did. Did you? I'm like, not yet. No.
Okay, well, you're on the air. Okay, let's see. Justified, it's their birthday. Even if they say they don't want attention, deep down, everyone likes to feel celebrated. Okay, that's what the first woman said. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm looking through socials, and that's where I'm getting these messages. Jerk, if someone says they don't want attention, respect that. Forcing it on them is about you, not them. That is a good point.
Yeah.
You want to look like you love them and care. It's how you look. Oh, aren't you nice? You put the sign up for them. So you're totally blatantly ignoring what they said just to make you look and feel better about yourself.
And love comes in many forms. And this form is like, don't do anything, which means we're going to do everything. That's another sign of love.
You know, that did backfire on me because my husband said that when he had his big birthday.
Uh-huh.
I don't want anything. No, don't worry about it. I don't like those parties. I don't. So I listened to him. I didn't do anything.
And then?
Yeah, I don't think I made a right choice.
He was a little bummed, right?
I think he was a little bummed. Now, anytime somebody has a big birthday, he looks at me with these eyes that look like, wow, you don't love me as much as that family does. So I think I'm going to have to put my tally under justified, even though I am that person. And when I say I don't want anything, I mean, I think I don't want anything.
You think you don't. But when you get it, you're like, oh, they love me.
I don't know. Okay, so the verdict in this trial
is
winning by 2 votes.
The verdict is justified.
Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Oh, last minute text. I'd rather have a loud family that goes overboard than one that forgets completely. True. True.
My wife just sent more texts like, I'm scared. Like
why is she scared? Stop.
He's going to be mad. Is he going to be like your dad?
I know. My dad really, he was annoyed. Every birthday he brings it up.
But you know what? Because he brings it up every birthday, he's really not annoyed. That's his way of showing love, of showing thanks.
You think so?
Yeah. That's his little sign. Because he's the kind of guy that like he won't break down. Like he will not cave, even though deep down inside.
That is true.
Right?
That is so true.
So the more he brings it up, the more he loved it.
This is like the person who says, don't get me anything.
Right.
And that tends to be me. And then when you give them a gift, they obviously love it.
Yeah.
Why do we say we don't want it when we deep down do?
I don't know.
Some, this is like a therapy session, Mr. Jerker Justified today.
Some emotional
today.
Scarring going on there. Whatever.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Spezzano and Sandy, waking you up.
On this Monday morning on 98.9 The Buzz, 807, Scott Spezzano and Sandy Waters here. How you doing? Hope your weekend was awesome. Well, good Bills win. We're good with that. Now ready to go.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about this now because you have it on an up note right now. We're talking about great things in life, and then here we go. We're getting our hopes up, and now we're going to be disappointed again.
Right.
Top Golf.
Yeah.
Postponing development till 2026.
Oh, fine.
Is this another one of those situations where they're like, yeah, we're coming, and then everyone gets excited? Well, not everybody, but a good number of people get excited, and they're like waiting for it. It was supposed to be opening by this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, you know what? We're not ready.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it means they just don't want to work in the cold. So 3 months.
But
three months till 2026. It'll be fine. Hmm? Yeah, I know. We do get delays on stuff.
The postponing development till 2026. Mm-hmm. It's not like definitely we will open in 2026. It's like, oh, come on, not again. Why does this always happen in Rochester? Or does this happen everywhere else too?
I think it happens everywhere. I really do. I mean, so many projects that you see, you think of, oh, they're going to put up this.
Well, don't talk about it. Don't tell us about it until it's definite.
Well,
till your shovel in the ground, because it's just like I still like the two local businesses that kind of like were like a rah-rah, Crescent Beach. How many more times can
right.
we get our
yeah.
hopes up for
that
Crescent
one?
Beach?
That one's different. That was full of scandal and craziness, right?
Yeah, but every time it's been vacant for how many years?
Oh yeah, every time a developer tries to do
every
something
time
yeah.
somebody comes yeah. in, Arondacoit Mall. What's there now? Now I think it's okay, but it was, how many times did it get to the point?
Mm-hmm.
How many other businesses were promising
big
things?
Arondacoit Mall was at the dude in Syracuse that kept messing, I almost said a bad word, blanking around, jerking us left and right on this, and finally Angelo bought it from Vinny and Angelo. It turned out, it's nice. I go by it every day, and the Irondequoit Community Center is there on the other side. They got the senior living, or they got the living. It's really actually pretty nice.
It's nice.
Yeah.
So Topgolf, they're postponing development until 2026. At City Gate, where Costco is, you know, they're on Westfall and East Henrietta Roads. A request for $4.3 million in Monroe County incentives was made for the construction.
Good.
The project developer said they are working on a timeline. What? You don't have the timeline
Wait,
yet?
Didn't they, did they have a timeline? Or I mean, it's a process. I don't think it's, I guess the fact that it's delayed, you know what it takes to do, like between all the different entities and the permits and this and that and public
There's too much red tape then.
A lot of red tape, I'll bet, yeah.
So they say that they, quote, remain excited to see progress with this location.
Excellent.
Now, there's some people that are, they don't care. They don't want Topgolf.
Why?
Are you one of those people? 818-2899. I'm curious why. Because I saw, well, I saw one person say, you know, it's going to hurt local golf courses.
What?
And I'm like, does it really?
Wait, hold on a second.
It's totally different.
I'm not a golfer, but even I would think that's like, that wouldn't make any sense. It's a driving range. It's not a golf course. Right? It wouldn't take people away from local golf courses. It would add people to local golf courses. If you feel comfortable in your swing, then you're going to go out to play golf. Right?
I feel like whenever there's a new business that talks about opening up, either A, you'll get the people who complain about traffic, or you'll get the people who say, oh, this is going to hurt local small businesses.
Well,
and those two arguments on the surface feel like, yeah, I'm jumping on board with that argument. But then when you really look at it, you're like, wait.
Really? Yeah.
How?
Remember that
does
whole,
it?
Remember the whole stink about Whole Foods?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. How do we not remember that?
And, you know, I drove by there the other day. It was like, you know, there was like 20 cars in the parking lot. I'm like, come on, people.
I haven't noticed any. I mean, Monroe Ave is always kind of,
yeah,
know.
It's congested, but it's that's where all the
everything's. I don't
everything's
feel like it's worse. Do you?
No, not at all. And I drive it every so often. It's never been a problem since it opened.
That's a good question. Like the big Delta Sonic, and I don't know where they are with that. They want to build a big Delta Sonic in Greece, across from Greece Athena, and that is a hot button for a lot of people in that area. They are ticked off.
Why?
Because of traffic. I want to know, is there anybody who, there's a new business that moved into town near your house and it really did bring on traffic?
Permanently brought traffic problems.
Because even Tractor Supply on Long Pond, everybody, the neighborhoods around there were like, no, we can't deal with the traffic.
Right.
Nope, no difference.
It's fine, right. It's
fine. Haven't noticed a difference.
That is a good question to wonder if there's anything that's ever been up that's that people are afraid that it would, you know, really drastically change stuff other than the visuals.
Is it just that we don't like change?
Yes.
Like, what is it? What makes people not want this new stuff coming down?
Yes. Next. We don't like change. You know, it's funny because Topgolf is basically like, it's like we say, it's an urban driving range, right? Instead of out in the country where you have a driving
range. Have
you
been to a Topgolf?
I haven't, but I've seen a lot of videos.
Oh, it's very cool.
Yeah, I hear it's
it
very
is like
cool.
Two floors, and then the bottom floor. I think every Topgolf is this designed
similar.
The same way, but the top floor is the where the driving range, and you just it's just
the bottom floor is like food,
the
and
bar,
beverages
yeah,
and bar.
The
yeah,
food bar,
yeah. Oh, why not? And I don't know, yeah, whatever. It's so up. They're pushing it to 2026 then, like next year.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. We'll see.
Maybe
where are you placing your bets? Should we put a wager on this if it's actually going to come to fruition?
No, because I played Powerball this weekend, so I'm out of money.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm waiting for that to hit. Spazano and Sandy. It is a bizarre love triangle between you, the microphone, and me. On 98.9 The Buzz.
I think really this is what I want to talk about. That person in your life who just embarrasses you, what they say, what they do, that you leave the room red-faced because you're slightly embarrassed. Before we get there, what happened at the ARC event, the Toast to the ARC, I want to give a shout out to Elaine LeBate and her beautiful family.
Hi, Elaine.
Scotty and I met them. Oh my God, they're so sweet.
Oh yeah, we met her at the event, at the Toast
at
of the
ARC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, hi. She knows everything. She listens all the time. So thank you very much. We love you.
Okay, so now Elaine, if you're listening, call up 818-2899. It was semi-inappropriate what you said on the microphone. I mean, the first words out of your mouth, pretty much. It was like the very start of the...
Those are the first words.
Pretty much. It was the first time we went up on mic.
Yeah, okay. But it wasn't the first thing we said.
And what does he bring up?
Okay, I know what you're talking
about. In front of hundreds of people. This is a charity event, remember? Mm-hmm. And he's bringing up the slap.
Well, expound on it.
I forgot how you said it. You're like, I'm scared of Sandy because she's going to slap me again.
I said, I'm scared. I don't remember how I said it, but I said it because it was slap your spouse or your coworker the other day.
You said that after. He first starts with, and I am going to, like, I'm going to tiptoe around. You said something like, I'm going to be extra nice to Sandy because she slapped me. And then you just left it.
No, and I said because it was slap your coworker day yesterday. Or today. I don't remember what it was. Yesterday was because it was Thursday. Right. So Friday. Yeah.
And not one person laughed.
And
not one person smiled.
Yes, they did.
Then he backs away from the mic and leaves me hanging. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but then what would you naturally say? If you were a quick-witted comebacker, you would say?
No, I'm not going to say it feels good. I'm not going to play into this because it's so inappropriate to say my coworker slapped me. That's not how you talk in 2025.
You're not a guy. You're a woman, which is absolutely fine to be like, yeah, you deserve it every so often.
No, I can't.
Why?
I could go there.
I just felt
very uncomfortable.
Do I?
Do you what?
Deserve it every so often? Little slap every so often?
No, I can't even go there. I can't even say that. No, on the record, I will not be on the record saying that. Nope.
You have the weirdest phobia of saying the wrong thing. You have
to
stop.
We live in a cancel culture world.
Who gives a flying?
Okay,
seriously.
Last year, you know what he said last year on the mic?
It wasn't last year, it was like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I pointed out one of my friends had a porn stash, and I guess he didn't appreciate it.
And he goes, he's got an awesome porn stash, but everyone, half of the room took it as like a porn, like magazine porn stash.
Well,
and then the other half recognized it was the mustache.
Yeah.
It was so awkward.
Oh, I see what you mean, like a stash of porn.
Of porn.
No, I said I like the facial hair. You got a great porn stash.
Yeah, but you did say, you said it, you explained it, and it made sense to me. I laughed because that's how I took it.
Yeah.
But half the room, including his wife, took it the other way. So
you mean I like that? I like him.
I know, but see, you do these things, you say these things, and you...
And you wouldn't have me any other way.
Is there someone else in your life? Now, we've talked about what kids say that embarrass us. We've talked about on the show what our parents do and say that embarrasses us. Today, what does your spouse say? And I'm talking either real spouse or work spouse. That leaves you red-faced.
I don't think you've ever said anything to embarrass me. Either on purpose or by accident. On accident? And I don't know. I was doing it to break the ice a little bit because, we're at a charity event and it's very uppity and it's very, like, formal. And, you know, by the end of the event, everybody's like, rah! You know,
but at the beginning of
an event, it's always like, welcome, pinkies out. You know, but even though we're all just normal human beings that got dressed up for the night, right?
I know why you did it. But we're not on the radio. Like, on the radio, say whatever you want. It's funny. I want you to say those things. But at a charity event, it's kind of like, oh, boy.
Oh, what? We're there to make money, raise money for a great cause, huh? Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Hi, Scott. It's Elaine.
Hey, Elaine.
Elaine!
Hey, how are you?
Hey, do you remember when I made the slap your coworker remarks? I hope Sandy doesn't, you know, get mad at me. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, and
see, she remembers it because it was awkward, right?
Give us your impression. Was it inappropriate?
No, not at all.
Okay, see?
Elaine, be honest with Scott.
No,
Sandy
says agree with me.
It was not. Read the room. That wasn't the right room to say that in.
Elaine thought it was okay.
I didn't hear Elaine laughing.
Well, we didn't know Elaine at that point.
You guys were great.
Thank you.
You were fabulous. You did a great job.
Thank you. Well, we love the Arc of Monroe. They are such good people. You know,
yes,
and they mean
they
so
are.
Well. They really, really do.
Is there somebody in your life, Elaine, anyone from the family that we met that is the person who embarrasses everybody all the time, says the wrong thing?
My son-in-law.
Yeah? didn't even have to beat on that one. He's just like, click, son-in-law, ding.
Oh, God, Elaine, have a great morning.
Love you.
Thank you. You shocked me when you said my name. I couldn't believe it.
Well, we wanted to say hi because was it your niece or granddaughter?
Granddaughter.
Or granddaughter came up to us and she's like, you got to meet your biggest fan. I'm like, oh my God, we love her. So we went over and took a picture.
My granddaughter and my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like I said, you announced my 80th birthday and then you did my 81st birthday.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Now it's all coming back.
Tell your father-in-law happy birthday.
Yeah, I will. Do you think that was cool to put the big number 80 in his driveway this morning?
Yes, but weren't you afraid you're a great husband?
I was afraid I was going to get shot or the police called on me.
I don't blame you.
Bye, honey. Have a great day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Aw, love her. See, Sandy, it wasn't that bad.
And then the time where we met our very first new boss way back in the day when we first got bought out and, moved over companies. And what does Scott say? Hey, I'm drinking my pay raise away.
No. I mean, pay cut.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. That's different. When they cut your pay by 30% and your boss takes you out for this lavish open bar meal, I'm like, hey, I'm drinking my pay cut. Screw you.
It always does embarrassing things.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
It's Monday morning here on 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy. And
listen how you said that. It's a Monday morning.
It's a Monday morning. Sunday's gone.
Okay. Scott and I are having a debate in the studio if this really exists or not. I don't know if you would go as far as saying it's an urban legend, but I swear there is a neighborhood in Rochester where if you're going to move into the neighborhood, you have to sign a contract that says that you're going to decorate for Halloween.
There is no such thing in existence.
I swear to you, somebody come forward. You know those neighborhoods that are known to be the neighborhood that decorates for Halloween or the neighborhood that's known to be the neighborhood that decorates for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone is bought into the holiday, it's almost like you move into the neighborhood. It's just you're moving in knowing that this is the task. This is what you're signing up for. And I heard someone told me that you have to sign a contract or something.
That's insane. There's no way. How could you know? Unless the realtor says, hey, you're not moving in. I'm not going to take my commission. I'm not going to make money on the sale of this house unless you sign this contract to be all Halloween-y. Or all Christmassy,
up to
a certain money investment. There's no way.
I'm not sure how they play it out. I'm not sure.
I
don't
think
know.
It happens. If it does happen, it's not a contract. It's an unspoken rule.
Yeah, but how do you know of the unspoken rule?
Well, you get told.
Because you can't be really, if you're going to move into a neighborhood like that, if you know that neighborhood is all about the Halloween, then you can't under-decorate, right? Because you can't be that neighbor, can you? Who's that neighbor? Anyone? Anyone live in a neighborhood where everybody's decked out except for you?
There's got to be. I'm sure there's everyone. Every neighborhood that has all the bougie Halloween stuff or Christmas stuff is always a Scrooge or a Grinch or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I feel so guilty because we have new neighbors that moved across the street, kitty corner across the street, and they have little kids. Now, all of us have been in the neighborhood. We're like the OGs surrounding this person. Pretty much most of us are the OGs of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So our kids are all grown up now.
Mm-hmm.
We're like beyond the, oh my God, how cute Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So we have kind of dialed down on our Halloween decorations because as your kids get older, you kind of dial it back a little bit. Well, now I feel so guilty because they're the only house that really went all out cute in our little area.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, that's so mean. I should probably deck out my house just for their kids. If I was a nicer person, that's what I would have done.
Yeah, if you were a nicer person. I don't know. I mean, when you decorate, you don't decorate for your kids. You decorate for the neighborhood, right? And then not knowing what the age is of all the kids that are up and down the street, they're going to go all out anyway because they have kids.
Wait, I'm going to back it up. Who do you decorate for? Who are you decorating for? Your own kids. I would say it's your own kids, not anyone else's kids.
Wait, Halloween is where lots of other kids except yours come to the door.
So I know,
you're decorating for the other kids.
They don't care if your house is decorated. They just want the candy. They're coming to my house for the candy, not the lights.
Hold on. Isn't it part of the draw when you're a little kid and you run up on this cool scene? Man, this one house on my street, they had moved since. It's never been the same. This guy worked in stage lighting and special effects. He had, you know, scary wrought iron fences. He had smoke. He had actors.
No.
He had fog. He had, you know, flashing lights and light shows coming off the house. I mean, this guy was legit. He did it for his kids, but he also did it for my kids.
Okay, so then the people who moved in after he sold the house, they needed to sign a contract. You got to keep up with this. How do they do it now?
There's no one ever on earth that is a contingency point, a signed contract on top of the mortgage that you buy. There's no one.
Someone told me.
Yeah, well, they're stupid. or they think you are and you believe them. How about this?
Well, I kind of did believe them.
If there is like a homeowners association, I'm sure there's parameters when it comes to decorating.
No, because homeowners association goes the opposite. They eliminate the gaudy, right? If you live in that kind of neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what I'm
this
saying.
This is the opposite. This is go gaudy.
Yeah,
this
right.
is the go gaudy homeowners association. Yeah,
the answer would be no. And if you've got a couple more minutes at the top of the hour, you can call us at 818-2899.
You can't just say no when you don't know if it's a fact. You don't believe so, but I could have sworn there's a neighborhood in Rochester that does do this.
Got it. It's just a gut feel.
Oh, God. You and your gut feel. You think you're like...
Is usually right.
Okay. we'll never really find out because we're not going to ask every single neighborhood in Rochester, all of Rochester, Monroe County. So it probably, we will never know the right answer unless someone calls. And if you whatever.
Yeah, no one's going to
call. But then what about the person who goes all out and then all of a sudden their kids grow up, move out of the house, and now they under-decorate? They let down the neighborhood. You can't do that, right? Once you go big, you always got to go big.
Like you? Like you guys? Like you've downsized all of your... things.
Well,
your kids
I never
grown.
Went big. I never was that neighbor.
I love it.
I didn't have a contract. I didn't have to sign anything.
You don't like contracts anyways, right?
Spisano and Sandy.
Waking you up. Yes, and we are getting out. It's coming up on 6:52 on 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy. Update on delivering the giant lighted number 80 to my father-in-law's birthday. To his house at 4:00 this morning.
Even though he said, don't do anything big for my birthday.
Right.
Yep.
But we did it, Jerker Justified, and it was justified, by the way. I do it. So I texted my wife. I'm like, did you text Dad?
And she said?
She's like, did he say anything? She's like, oh my God, no. I said, I just did. Did you? I'm like, no, not yet. She's like, I'm scared. I'm like, well, text your mom. Ask her to make him look at the end of the driveway because there's a big sign that says happy birthday, 80.
Did you say he went to go pick up his other granddaughter, Jill's sister, and so, she said he didn't say a word about it?
Yeah. Julie's like, and I did not take a picture because I felt like I was like burglarizing the neighborhood. I'm like, did he take a pic? I'm like, no. She's like, when Dad picked Maya up, he didn't say anything.
Oh, boy, he's mad. He's mad. He didn't say anything like a thank you or like and nothing.
No, like, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So either it blew over.
Uh-huh.
No, because it's heavy, right? It's not going to blow down the street.
If it blows over, it's just going to lay there. Yeah.
Okay. Either someone stole it in the middle of the night after you delivered it.
Oh, my God.
Your father-in-law's really upset.
Hopefully it's the first of the two. We'll find out if we're in the will or not. All right, time to get out of here. Do the commercial-free 98 on the way here on The Buzz. It's time to say we out.
It's time. Yeah, okay. That's my line.
I know. Well, I'm like, I say,
it's time to say we out.
Yeah, that's that. We out, like the beautiful lawn underneath those leaves. All right? See you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.